There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
There's a new members-only private jet service launching here in Dubai. We're going to find out how you can get a membership card. We're speaking to Asad Rahman, who is the CEO of JetSet. Thanks very much for joining us this morning.
Thank you for having me.
Do you want to explain to us exactly what JetSet is and how it works?
So JetSet X is a new private members club that we will be launching in Dubai. We have already launched in London, and we're looking to launch across other cities in North America over the next 6 months. JetSet X is essentially limited to 120 members, and the concept is you pay a one-off membership fee and you become a member for 5 years. In those 5 years, you have access to a brand new Falcon 8X aircraft, which is a 6,000 nautical mile plus 14-hour non-stop private jet. So it can take you from Dubai to pretty much anywhere. So you have access for 5 years. You're able to share it with other members. You're able to take the aircraft to yourself as well at a cost price rate rather than a market price rate.
So your membership fee obviously doesn't cover the plane. You then have to pay for how much you use the plane separately.
Sure. But you pay, rather than pay sort of the cost of the aircraft and then a margin on top, which most operators do charge, you just pay the actual running cost of the aircraft.
What's the membership fee?
The membership fee at the moment is on application, but it's far less than what you would find on the market today.
Oh, come on, give us an idea. Give us a ballpark. consider this an application.
Okay, so under $1 million.
Well, that's good. Can you be a bit more specific than that?
I can't at the moment.
That's $1 million a year.
Yes. No, sorry, not a year. So it's a one-off payment you pay.
For 5 years.
And then for 5 years you're in the club.
Okay, so you're talking about $200,000 a year. What do I get for that, Rick? Apart from the fact that if I only flew once, what would I get?
So essentially you pay a one-off membership fee at the beginning of 5 years, and then you don't pay any other fee for those 5 years apart from a very small service charge. What you get is you have the ability to fly on effectively an $80 million private jet at cost. So if you were to join, let's say, any other program currently being offered here in the Gulf, you would be paying the cost of operation plus a margin, in some cases quite a substantial one. So what we've tried to do with JetSet X is bring the cost of sort of part ownership and aviation clubs far lower. Our client base is your average regular first class flyer rather than just your private charter.
The Richard Deans of the world.
Yes.
Well, how much are you then paying for the actual plane? You say it's below the market cost. I'm not even sure, unfortunately, what market cost for a private jet is.
So essentially what happens when you join one of these programs or if you're flying charter is that they'll sort of charge you the cost of running the aircraft plus a margin on top, which will cover their management fees.
Which would be roughly how much on a flight? Supposing it cost me, I don't know, $20,000 to get from here to London on a private jet. How much would the margin be on top of that?
So I'll give an example. One of the top operators here in the region will charge anything from $7,000 to $14,000 an hour of operation. So let's say the aircraft, if they're charging you $14,000, of that $14,000, only $7,000 of it is an actual cost to them. The remaining amount is a margin. So it's a fairly substantial one. And we're finding that now the charter market itself globally is booming. There's been huge increases across the board, especially in the North American markets. Dubai has seen growth, perhaps not as much at such a high rate as the US, but it's growing nonetheless. And I think, with the run up to Expo 2020, we'll see that sort of building up. So you have people who are chartering more and more who now are looking for more innovative solutions. And I think over the last 5 years, we've seen that in the industry.
Why limit it to 120 people? Is that to give a feeling of exclusivity, or is that what you've worked out you need to make sure that a plane would be available when people needed it?
So the idea is that we don't want to sort of overload our aircraft to begin with. We want to keep it exclusive, and we want to be able to offer the right level of service, and we feel that at the 120 mark, you're in your perfect sort of window for what we want to do.
if I was a member, one of those 100 or so members, and I booked a plane to go from here to London, sure, for instance, and I paid for that, that would presumably take it out for, what, one and a half days?
So effectively, if you were flying from, let's say, here to London, it's a six and a half hour leg on our aircraft. Yeah. So yeah, so it would take it out of Dubai for
over
a day.
Over half a day anyway.
Over half a day, sure.
Do you see that sort of the one plane is going to be enough, or have you got more than one plane?
So the way it works is we've developed technology that goes along with this. This whole club is underpinned by next generation technology. So I myself have a background in that. We've spent the last 2 years at the University of Florida with a state grant from Florida to develop next generation technology for business aviation. And one of the things that we've developed is an algorithm which allows for, when we have our group of 120 people, how do you optimize the usage with those 120 people? And how do you ensure all those 120 people get what they want?
Especially as there are going to be bottlenecks, like for Eid or whatever else.
Exactly. So our algorithm, I mean, the easiest way to explain it without sort of boring everyone with the technicalities of it is it's sort of like a queuing system, except the way I want you to think of it is rather than these group of 120 people always wanting the aircraft themselves, a lot of them at this price point would be happy to share the aircraft with other members. Bear in mind, it's only a small membership pool. So what that means is it opens up the possibilities of a higher usage far, far more.
But presumably, if I'm a member, I can take my family on the flight. I mean, from this part of the world, for example, do I need to have six memberships for everyone in my family, or would just one membership and then we could use the plane for the family be enough?
So, okay, there's two ways around that. The first one is when someone buys an individual membership, they're given a guest pass as part of that membership. Now, if there's, like, let's say, for example, a family of four, the question we would ask is that how often do you fly as a family of four? If it's the vast majority of the time, we'd recommend buying two memberships. If not, all you do is you pay a higher rate pro rata for the other two guests. But then if you're taking the whole aircraft to yourself, then it's essentially up to you who's on the aircraft.
Yeah, I mean, taking what Malcolm said about Eid, I mean, once you've got sort of one or two families on board for the days that Eid starts or Eid finishes, are you going to bring on other planes for those peak times?
Sure, no, exactly. So one of the things we have access to is a really wide database of aircraft worldwide. One of our other sort of technology sort of forays has been to build a private jet platform, which we've built. It's the world's first end-to-end booking platform, and there's about 3,500 private jets on that. So we work with operators around the world, and the idea is that although we have our core aircraft, which we would operate, if, for example, like the example you gave is Eid, we could pull in spare capacity from other aircraft, so it wouldn't really be a problem, really.
Very quick last question before we head over to the news. We've had a message in asking, who pays for the return leg, the empty plane coming back if you're just going somewhere and you're not coming back for a couple of days?
We do.
You do?
Yes.
Thanks very much for joining us this morning, Asad Rahman, who is CEO of Jetset X. We appreciate your time.
Thank you for having me.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.